Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This is the time of year when we share with you some excerpts from the most recent University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Curtis Dubé, Chief Economist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Aside from President Trump, though, there are things that we have to be cognizant of when it comes to Washington. One is that we have a huge tax bill that has to be done next year. All those Trump tax cuts, the tax reform bill from 2017, expires next year, at the end of next year, so they have to do a really big tax bill. A bunch of the Inflation Reduction Act tax provisions expire, so there's gonna be a huge tax bill. That creates risk. Congress has to pass a budget. So this Congress has to pass a budget that gets us into next year, and then that new Congress has to pass a budget for the rest of fiscal year 2025, and they have to pass a budget for fiscal year 2026. That's gonna be a really big battle. The Senate, the Republicans have a 3-seat majority. They have roughly the same size majority in the House. Those are, for the House, that's razor thin. That's the smallest in history. Very, very difficult to pass things through the House. And then that Congress, too, will have to pass a debt limit increase. So at some point next year, same issue. Very difficult to get through with very razor thin margins. It's a threat to the economy. If you have a government shutdown, that's bad for the economy. If you have a debt limit breach, that's really bad for the economy. I think you're much more likely to see a government shutdown because the budget doesn't get passed than a debt limit breach, but we don't know how the new Congress will function. We don't know how Speaker Johnson will handle a majority that's as thin as it is. Does he have to get Democratic votes? Does he get all 218 or 19 Republicans to vote in lockstep, which has never happened before? That remains to be seen. And then the big elephant in the room, which I haven't even touched on, is the debt. We have an enormous debt. It's growing at an increasing rate. It's been a problem for a long time. And no one cares. No one's cared for a long time. They cared for a brief couple, not even a year, during the Tea Party craze. Think about the senators that got elected at that time. Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. No one said a thing about the debt in a really long time. So we're going to continue to accumulate debt until minimum January 2029 when a new president comes in. At some point, it's going to be a problem. That's the problem with debt is you don't know when it hits the fan, and it could be in the next 4 years, it could be after that. We just know that at some point it's gonna be a major issue, and we can talk about this later. The Musk, Ramaswamy, Doge thing isn't gonna be able to change that trajectory very much. They have the authority to reduce spending $0 and cut zero number of federal employees. So I'm not real optimistic that they're gonna get a whole lot of efficiency, given where, I can talk more about that, but there's this kind of general perception that they're gonna be able to get a lot done. That's not how it works. Okay, so for the business owners here, things to keep in mind are, what does the future look like when you're short of workers? How are you gonna use automation, mechanization? How are you gonna invest in AI to make your good, provide your service? That's something you have to be thinking about now, because again, we're not gonna be getting more workers anytime soon. And then lastly, I'll leave you with this, is that I said that economies don't go into recessions on their own. Something has to happen to change their trajectory. What that is, now they're similar to the economists that read through the lines in the Fed, there's economists that will come in and predict 15 out of the last 1 recessions. They'll tell you why the sky is falling. I don't do that. Because I'll tell you the cause of our last 6 recessions were a global pandemic, which a lot of people predicted pandemics all, you know, annually, but one finally hit, but really kind of hard to predict. Global financial crisis. Some people saw it coming. A lot of those people were the same that predict lots of recessions too. Dot-com bubble bursting. The SNL crisis. Inflation. Really high inflation followed by very high interest rates in the early 80s, and then we had an oil shock in the 70s. So those are the last causes of our last 6 recessions. So something like that has to occur to push the economy into recession. So being on the lookout for something like that to occur is really what would result in the next recession, and they're very hard to predict. So I hope that I was able to convince you that the economy is really good. The expressions have doesn't look promising, but please take my word. The economy is really good and will remain as such.
You've been listening to Curtis Dubay, Chief Economist at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, speaking at the most recent University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.